Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Talk with Marie. Today, I have a special interview with Kitty Visco, who is a socially conscious adventurer, entrepreneur, runner, writer, life lover, and just superwoman. And so today, she's going to be talking about what she's been doing since her run across America in 2008. You guys can listen in, you can call in and ask questions. The number is 718-664-9620. So feel free to ask us any questions that you have. Welcome back, Katie, to the show.
Hi, Marie. Hello, everyone. This is very exciting to be connecting with you again.
So awesome. I was telling them you're like superwoman, supergirl all around. So it's great to have you back on the show.
Hey, aren't we all though?
I feel like an underachiever whenever I read all the stuff you're doing. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I need to catch up.
Oh, you're too kind. Well, I love being on the show, and thanks again for having me.
I'm glad you're on. So let's start right from, you know, where we left off, which is when you were doing the Run Across America back in 2008. So what have you been up to since then?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, years have flown by, haven't they? Yeah. So, yeah, that run, my gosh, it seems like it was so long ago, but yet just yesterday. And, yeah, so I believe we talked after I had finished that run, where the whole thing was 9 months of a journey. And since then, I've actually moved about, traveled about, and have planted myself somewhat in Austin, Texas, the great state of Texas. And
I know.
Austin is a, I know, it's great. And a lot of things have been going on, just, you know, trying to write this book that will come out before I die, I promise. And then,
well, by, you know.
And then, I mean, the big thing is actually I just channeled my passion into good food that's healthy and nourishing, and I started a soup business called Hot Love Soup. So it started with me on a bicycle delivering soup with song and dance and a special message to people who needed a pick-me-up, and it's grown over these past 4 years to be a bustling little business. So that's the bulk of what I'm up to.
I know. Everything sounds really great. So people can still get this yummy food you're talking about, which is on goodjujuenergyballs.weebly.com. So people can still get the balls, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing is I'm also making these yummy, shippable energy balls, which is different than the soup business. It's just like a little, another little business for like adventure food you can take with you on a lot of your moving about treks and adventures and runs and bike rides. So, yeah, that's good juju energy balls.
Yeah, and then the soup is basically hotlovesoup.com. And so when I first heard about the soup concept, wasn't it more about like bringing people together? Because there was sort of not just have soup like by yourself, like people would come together and sort of like eat together.
Yeah. Oh, it was so beautiful, Marie. Actually, this started before I ran across the country. So this was back in 2007. Yeah, in the wonderful city of Boston. I was doing AmeriCorps, I was doing city year, and soup started by me making tons of soup and inviting everybody I knew over to my house. And in order to build community, I thought food was a great conduit to do so. So community soup parties have been happening every month for the last, like 8 years.
That's a long time. I didn't realize it was so far, so long ago. Oh my gosh. And then the book, so what exactly do you want the book to be about? Because you've been doing so much, and there's so much to capture and share with your supporters and your fans, and now you're going to be meeting more people with the next one coming up. So what is the book going to be about?
Oh, my gosh. So actually, I'd love to talk about that next round coming up, but before I want to, yeah, I want to let you know what this book is about. And granted, it's still changing and morphing, but the bottom line is it's about what do you do when you have an understanding of your potential and you know that there's options out there for you to make a big splash in this world and make a difference. What do you do when you realize that you have all those things in front of you and that you believe in yourself and your dreams and your, just what do you do? And how do you ever feel like you can be enough? And so this journey, this book chronicles a lot of my life and my journeys of, you know, striving to make a difference in the world and believing in myself and achieving these seemingly impossible things, but then when is it ever enough? So it really is a story of a young woman and her quest for enoughness and to let go of some of the things that she might think about herself in terms of, oh, I won't ever be enough unless I do this or do that or do this, but rather to let go and just kind of let life make her instead of making her life all the time. So it's kind of a deep story and chronicles the run across America a little bit, but also some of these really life-changing things I've gone through over the past few years of just kind of some spiritual tones to it and nature and the wilderness and some of my time out in Montana. So, yeah, it covers a lot, but I hope it really helps. I really just hope it makes a splash in people's hearts when they read it.
I'm sure it will. I mean, I think everything you do from the run, like when I heard about the run, you probably already know I'm not a big runner. I barely can run between like Boylston Street and New Bedford. So when you did like your 3,000 plus miles coast to coast, I was just like, what? I would just drop, you know, before the end. And, you know, I mean, you've accomplished so much, and I'm sure the book is going to be great as well. I mean, being the second youngest person to really did what you did, and also the 13th woman to actually accomplish that. I feel like a book is like easy, right? I would hope
it's not as hard as no. writing a book seems like such an understatement. I think it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Like I mentioned to you earlier, but yes, it is definitely a test of persistence.
You got to keep going. So I know you've met a lot of amazing people along the way, and everything you do is always seems to tie in with some socially conscious goods that you're doing around the world. And what are some people who have inspired you? I know you've inspired a lot of people, including myself, but who along the way motivated you and you felt sort of like this person is really doing awesome things as well that you've met during those runs?
You know, a lot of the people that I feel like inspire me are, yes, they could be people who I met briefly, and I can tell you about some of those folks, but also the people in my life who consistently show up, and they don't necessarily have to be close friends, but people that I look to in my life that really are believing in themselves and are taking steps forward in whatever they want to do and having that lead them without having to know exactly what it's, that's in general, but specifically I can tell you about a particular person I met along my run who, she inspired me by something so simple. I mean, to me it was so profound, but really so simple, where we were sitting around the kitchen table in her home, and this woman, her name is, but she lives in Texas. And she hosted me and my crew driver, Jenny, when we were passing through on the run. And so she hosted us for a few nights and fed us dinner, and she had kids and a husband. And I remember one morning we woke up at 5 a.m. to get started on the run really early that day. And we were sitting around the kitchen table eating breakfast, and she was just so vulnerable in terms of sharing what she really felt about her kids and her fears for what they might do in their life. And she was just so in love with her children, but also so scared that what if they don't follow their dreams? Like, how can she be a mother? You know, like, how can she be such a supportive person for her children so that they do follow their dreams. And so she was both, like, straddling the line of excitement about her kids, but also terror, like fear of what if it, like, she's not good enough for her kids. And so I think that she shares a common sentiment with parents, you know, how do they foster their child's development in this world that's so changing and empowering them with the tools needed to believe in themselves. So that just personally was very inspiring, and it gave me more gusto to do what I'm doing and put the message out there if possible to just take one step in whatever your dreams might be. And as a parent, ask your kids, what is it that you love and what do you think you would like to do? Like, how do you want to feel and what are the things that bring you life? And I don't know, it just seems like a very tricky thing, but very inspiring to me, that conversation with that friend of mine and woman in Texas. So
yeah,
that's one story.
I mean, it sounds like were you, I mean, I don't know if you remember if you've always been this way, because I was thinking in preparation for the interview, like, were you this way as a girl, or is it something that developed sort of like as you started doing more community service, which I know it's a huge part of your background, but were you that way as a little kid?
Yeah, you know, how did it all happen? You know, I was just talking with my parents about this yesterday, and it seems like there's one thing, there's the subconscious. There's, like, the subtle messaging that a human being might get as they go through life. Like my parents, I don't remember specific times that they've told me, you know, that I, you know, like, they love me or you can do everything you believe you can do. Like, I don't know if they said that to me, but in general, I have an overwhelming sense that they did believe in me through their messaging and modeling. But if a person doesn't have that in their life, I still think that it could be up to an individual to surround themselves with the things that they know are best for them. Like, if you know that you want to achieve great heights, for example, or be of service to this world, then you have the choice to surround yourself with those influences that can help you do that. So, for example, like just in my story, I knew I wanted to make a difference in the world, and maybe that came from being in Girl Scouts as a kid, or I don't know where that came from, but I've always known I wanted to make a difference. And so out of college, I decided, I don't think I really want to suit up and go to a 9-to-5 and apply my economics degree. I want to do AmeriCorps. Like, I want to surround myself in an environment and with people who also want to change the world, because I knew that's what I wanted to do. So I put myself in that environment. So, yeah, I don't know where anything really came from, but I know that we have a lot of choice in our life, whether or not you believe it or not.
No, I definitely agree. I mean, I think a lot of time it's not sort of consciously happening where, you know, when you were 5, you were like, I'm going to do this. But, you know, we do ask a lot by adults sort of like, what do you want to be when you grow up kind of thing? And so some people know and some people sort of gradually sort of find that out. But I think being in that environment, like I've been around like AmeriCorps people and City Year, like I did City Year a little bit, and just being around people like that, or even you, it's like there's something contagious about people doing good things. I mean, to me it is.
Yeah.
It's like I rather around people like that, you just feel like you can just do anything. Like even something you've been doubting that you can do, all of a sudden you just like, of course I can. You know, I can just, you know,
totally.
Not like overnight, but know now that you can make it happen.
That's totally, like, we're on the same page here. And I just want to offer one thing is that I read a quote recently, and one of my favorites is by Jim Rohr. And he says, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So talk about, you know, being able to choose your environment, like choose those people who are going to foster your development. Like you said, inspire you and have the contagious enthusiasm and excitement about life. If that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, because it's so easy to sort of, you know, the negative, you don't have to even look for it. And I feel like the good stuff could be around, but we might just, you know, ignore it. And that's why I love, you know, sort of all the organization that you started. Like Blaze Your Soul is another one that I just love. Just exactly sort of just the name itself. you know, and just getting people sort of really thinking about creative ways to really have a life of purpose, whether it's like work and play. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I'm so glad you brought it up, and thank you. So Blaze Your Soul is actually S-O-L-E. Blaze Your Soul is actually started a couple of years ago as the platform from which I was going to run across Australia. And you know, you think of it like a campaign or a message, and it was about, you know, you've got a song in your heart and now is the time to sing it. You know, using that as a metaphor, like just do it, you know, like fist pump on rooftops and do epic stuff and live your life. And so that was the reason I was going to run across Australia, and it still is. It still is the ethos of my life. And so that's what it started out of. And now it's a movie I made, and it's on that website that you can go and watch to get you pumped up as well. So that's where it is right now, and I don't know where I'm going to go with Blaze Your Soul, but it exists as a short little film right now. And I hope to promote that.
And then we were talking the other day, and I mentioned to you the music was also another – it's just amazing, like every element of everything that's happening. And I was just like, who's singing this song? Like, who is this group in the background? You know, it's like I'm always looking for, you know, musicians and artists and things.
Yes.
It seemed to sort of mesh so well with your message. And I'm just like, I want to know who this group is. So tell us about NACO and Medicine for the People, which I've never heard of.
Totally.
So I started researching.
Oh, my gosh. So this band, I believe, is out of Hawaii. And they sing songs that are just, they're so chock full with messaging that's so inspirational. And it's like the song that's in that Blaze Your Soul video is my favorite song of all time. And it's about, well, I don't really know what it's about, but it, to me, is about moving relentlessly forward. The song is called Imua, I-M-U-A, and that's a Hawaiian word for relentless forward motion. So I believe that's what the song is about, you know, like go and believe you can do it. It's got a catchy song, catchy tune too.
It is. I think people should definitely check it out. I've been listening to Black as Night, which is the other one, and they have this great thing where their fans have this sort of motto saying, "I believe in the good things coming," which is part of the lyrics of the song as well, which is really amazing. Sort of wherever you are, for people to sort of know that good things are coming. And I just love music that have, like, positive messages embedded in that. Because anything, and I was just like, this is just so great that they really sort of sharing that.
Yes.
All that good stuff. So the run, do you want to talk a little bit about how you prepping? I don't know if you're partnering with anyone.
Yes.
You want to plug?
Yeah, I would love to talk about this. Thanks again for the chance to share this. So, yeah, I'll be starting another trek, and it's going to be the long-time dream of running across Australia. And to be honest, this was something that I've wanted to do even before I wanted to run across America. So this is a long-time childhood dream, and so it's going to begin this September, so in a year's time, and I'll be actually attempting to be the first documented woman to run off-road across northern Australia. So this is a very new thing for the world, and I'll be supported by non-motorized means. So that means my friend is going to be supporting / we call it crewing for me with our supplies and things on his bicycle. So this is very exciting for us, and we hope it's exciting for the world as well. And at this point, we're in the beginning stages of training and rallying support. So we're looking for people who want to sponsor or be a part of this. And also anybody out there with the skills who wants to make our documentary film. We're looking for filmmakers. And so it'll be an adventure of a lifetime for whoever wants to jump on board for that. And y'all can learn more. It's called Runabout. and it's a play off of the word walkabout, which is it's an Aboriginal cultural thing where a young man goes off into the bush and becomes a man. So it's very much a coming of age thing. And isn't that interesting? And so I decided to name my run after that kind of thing and call it Runabout. So it's runaboutas.weebly.com.
Yeah, so people can definitely come out, support you, and I mean, there's so all the websites, I'm going to post that on my profile, and I know you mentioned you're going to tap into social media a little bit so people can know out there sort of what's coming up and building up to September 2016, because it may seem far away before you know it. It's like, oh my gosh, 30 days to go. So I haven't done it before, but how are you going to prep for this one, which might be a little different than running across America, which is now a different continent altogether?
Yeah, so this one, I'm planning to do more mental fitness. So, I mean, Australia, from what I gather, is very, there's a million people who live in the country, so I'm not expecting to really be engaging with all too many people compared to America. And so this is very much almost like a meditation. Like, if I can my mind on the barren, on crossing, like, the barren, destitute parts of this country, which may or may not be true, but it's, to me, it's the desert and very few towns. And so I hope to be doing and practicing some meditation as preparation for this, literally. And then also doing a lot of training, as in running on trails, because I'll be off the road. So that just means, you know, your body's engaging in a different way when you're on not flat surfaces. And then just strengthening other areas of my body so I'm a well-equipped body to do this and not just run. Like, I hope to do some strength and get my nutrition right. A lot of factors are at play.
Yeah, and this is your first, you've never been to Australia. This will be your first time everything.
Actually, this goes back to when I was in middle school. I had a fascination with Australia, and so that was when I knew I always wanted to go. And in college, I actually took 3 months off of college in order to go live and work in Australia just on my own accord. And so I did. I went and lived in Australia and Sydney for 4 months, and it was my first time I was off on my own as an independent woman. And I have carried around this keychain with me since then that says I love Australia, and I always knew I would be back. So it's my first love. And
I mean, I'm going to visit you. I've been thinking about coming to Australia for years.
How about you train and learn to run a few miles and then come out and run?
I'm that would be fun. Yeah, I mean, next fall, I mean, I think that would be great, depending on where. I mean, I see a map on your page so people can see. I don't know if we're going to be able to see the route or anything, but it's just, you know, I know there's a lot of preparation in terms of where you're going and so on. So I'm hoping you stay in touch and let us know what's happening. Are you coming to Boston at all anytime before the run?
You know what? I actually have tentative plans to come to Boston in mid-November this year. So I will let you know, if that's a go.
That would be awesome. I want to experience this whole soup event. That would be like a fun thing to do. I'm sure it's going to be freezing.
It's a lot of fun. I know. I used to host them every month in Boston before I moved to Austin. So, you and I met too late.
Afterwards, yeah. But, you know, there's still plenty of time to spread the word. And also, you know, I'm hoping people will be supporting you all over. This is really a global movement versus like something happening just in one country.
Yeah.
And so Boston is the place to be and start spreading the word. Any final words you want to say to your supporters, to the listeners out there? about what's coming up or how I can help you.
Oh my gosh. Well, I guess the final words is just live life to live. Live. And that's the most important thing. Like, joy, live, challenge, growth. And I just support everyone doing that in their lives. And that's what fires me. So if you live, I'll live. fully live. So that's
fully.
It. And yeah, please don't hesitate. Anyone out there to contact me. Let's share stories if you want to help out on the upcoming adventure. Email me. You can actually just email me at katie.visco@gmail.com. Otherwise, yeah, that's it. And thank you, Marie. This is so fun to talk.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so glad you were able to come. So everybody's going to find out about the one. Everything is on my profile on Blog Talk Radio. So thank you again, Katie Visco, superwoman, runner, writer, life. So I hope to see you in November. And keep up the good work.
You know what else? Can I say one more thing? I forgot.
Oh.
Yeah. So actually, this TV show, like this interview, is the very first interview I'm doing, and the first time I'm actually becoming a little public with this run across Australia. So this is very exciting, and I'm happy to be sharing this news with you first and foremost, and to your audience.
Thank you. This is like the exclusive, probably like the first ever. And hopefully there will be many to come, believe me, because I know when you did the other one, you were all over with local media and wherever you were running, you were like TV, radio. And, you know, I'm hoping people will be doing a lot of sort of like selfies and their own sort of like documentation of the one by people on the road, which is really cool. You know, just real people capturing this amazing experience and taking them along this beautiful journey that you want.
Oh, wow. So that would be neat. I got to learn more about social media.
And then I need to get you into Second Life so you can create, you know, a Wonder Girl in the image of Katie Visco so people can learn more about that in virtual, which is really fun. So the song...
Cool.
I'm going to close with NACO in Medicine for the People. So, again, I mentioned to you the song is called Black as Night. They're on YouTube. They're all over the place. Their website is NACO, which is NAHKO.com. Again, Katie, thank you so much for being on the show. Keep up all that amazing work you're doing. And we'll catch up in November.
Thanks, Marie. Okay, sounds good. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you, everyone, for listening. So here's NACO, Black as Night, and I'll see you all next time.
NACO.
Bumping into white light, all things running. Who have I been? Who am I to come in? Just ring on and running. Pick up with the heat, come in. Every empty space is filling, every fire kindle burning. I believe in the good things coming. I believe in the good things coming. I am no master, I know nothing. I am no master, I know nothing. But I am a servant and I know something, yeah. I am no master, I know nothing, definitely too young. Built on Congress, so far can serve, and a lot of self-work undone. I am a witness, the life of one who carries all his secrets in the music. Oh. More pages, more words to my story. More grace, more meaning unfolding. More grace, more meaning unfolding. More grace, more meaning unfolding. Take a dry, clean, broadcast media. Feel the warmth of my cold, heart radiant. Two shakes and I'm feeling weightless. Heartache, but it's actually. Take a bow in the fading moonlight. Take a look at myself through my third eye. Everything's already all